A very tender welcome to you, my beloveds, from the Lion of Judah Non-Denominational Church and me, Pastor Cristoforo Padua. My beloveds, may I request that you consider the meaning of self-esteem. It means to hold in favorable regard. It is the condition of being honored or well-regarded. It is a feeling of delighted approval and being at peace within your being. Self-esteem is therefore one's regard for self. Self-esteem is to honor and think favorably of oneself. Yet, why is it that what others think of us or say about us is so important to us? Why do the opinions of others affect us so much? Our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother has given us the gift of choice to rise above our past and the negative things that have influenced and affected us in the past, but yet ever keep in our present moments. It is through the gift of choice that we can determine how we let things in life affect us. Most of the negative feelings about ourselves are based upon our distorted perceptions and or when we were children due to the physical and or emotional neglect and the mental abuse. As for myself, I deeply feel that our concept and guilt of being born in sin is the foundation of our thinking that we are unworthy of being loved. Hence, we are enslaved by low self-esteem for all the seasons of our life. Now, Scripture tells us that we are created in the image of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother. Within your being dwells their divine spiritual power, love and eternal life, and not sin or worthlessness. Let us consider Peter 1, 2-9. Each person is a chosen person, a royal member of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother's priesthood, a holy person belonging to and with them, and as such, one must and should see and remember only their beloved Heavenly Father and Mother's esteem for them, and not the distorted opinions of those who look at life through unloving eyes. It seems to me that a person who feels constantly inferior is one who is focused upon listening and seeing themselves through the unloving thoughts, feelings, words, and deeds of the world. My beloveds, we must seek to see ourselves and each other through the loving eyes of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother. Thus, we shall behold ourselves and others as our beloved Heavenly Father's gift to this world. I beg you to remember that you can choose to embrace or reject the gifts of your divine spiritual power, love, and eternal life. However, if you choose to reject your divine spiritual power of love and eternal life, you will remain a shattered, wounded blossom. It is through your loving relationship with our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother that you will know and understand and love the fact that you have an authentic sense of joy and love within your heart, mind, and soul. Further, without a loving relationship with your beloved Heavenly Father and Mother, you will have chosen to live in doubt, anger, fear, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-absorption, confusion, pain, despair, loneliness, rejection, delusion, addictions, distorted perceptions, and unloving deeds, words, thoughts, and feelings for all the seasons of your life. The voice of Jesus whispers to us to ever remember that you are precious and sacred in the heart, mind, and soul of our Heavenly Father and Mother, and shall remain so for all eternity. Amen. My prayer for you is that you and your family will be granted health, joy, and love for all the seasons of your life. Shalom.